This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here is your host, George Tindall.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Frederica Academy's Coaches Show. We have the head coach, actually the coach of the year from the GISA with us tonight, and that's Brandon Derrick. We're on the Bishop Media Sports Network tonight. I'm George Tindall, on location here at Nets. It's a great place to come out and have dinner. We'll be here every Wednesday night until the season is over and the trophy, state trophy, is sitting right here. We'll have twins, one from last year and one from this year. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley's Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Nat's Landing. And now joining us is our head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick.
Hope everybody's having a good night.
Coach, I just, before we get into the discussion about last week and what we're going to be looking at on Friday. Last season, in that championship game, that was the best high school team I've witnessed. And believe me, being as old as I am, I've seen a lot of them. I saw Dick Butkus play as a senior in high school, so I've covered a lot of territory over the years. But that was priceless. And the one play that stands out, and we'll get right into the show, is the first play after halftime. There was about six things that possibly could go wrong, and none did. They all went perfect. And the pass to Patrick Brunson. Anyway, I wanted to squeeze that in.
That was Kyle Ball, the assistant coaches, on the way into the locker room, actually, as we were walking in. They did a really, they said that was the play we were going to run, and it worked. It didn't work all week. We were 0-for-25 in the week practicing it, but then we ran it, and it was perfection on that night. So that was the kids. They said it at halftime, and they did a really good job. So it will be one that goes down as one I'll always remember.
I've watched that game probably 10 times since last year. Anyway, the 2019 season kicked off this past Friday night at home. We hosted Bethesda Academy from Savannah in a scrimmage game. Now, obviously the big difference in scrimmages is we don't run back kicks or punts, and that's to save injuries, I'm sure. We certainly have plenty of officials, by the way. I counted 12 officials, and they were rotating in faster than we were rotating the kids in. On that note, has there been any significant rule changes from last year to this year in the GISA?
The biggest rule change is going to be now is horse collaring can take place on any part up near the neck. You know, it used to be you could get pulled down by the backside of it, but now it could be even in the front if you get yanked down. So that's about the only significant thing. And then the 40-second clock from when, which is strange, we're all used to that 25 seconds, but there's a 40-second clock that they're running like right after a kickoff. They'll blow it, and you got 40 seconds to get the kickoff team and kick it. They're not going to be like, the clock's not running. It's like it's a dead ball type, 40-second type deal. So it's a little bit unique for us.
So that was the biggest change?
That was the biggest change. The rest of it is just play football.
Okay. Well, thank you. That enlightened me. Folks, this is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with our head coach, Brandon Derrick, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, you know, speaking of conditioning, Coach, My first question, how did we come out of the scrimmage Friday night?
We came out of it relatively healthy. I think we came out of it really, really good. No injuries. I thought our kids were in pretty good shape. We played a bunch of kids both ways pretty much for 2.5, 3 quarters. And I thought that they did a really good job. We rotated everybody in. I think everybody got on the field at some point in time. And, you know, we came out of it unscathed, and we've had a pretty decent week of practice.
Great. The conditioning, and I've heard you say it 1,000 times to the boys, is take care of yourself. Eat right, eat well, and stay hydrated. Now, from my point of view on the sidelines, there was no question which team was in better physical condition and had the stamina, and that was your guys.
Yeah, I thought our offense, we didn't score early, but we set the tempo early in the game, running them down the field. Had we punched it in the 2 or 3 times that we got on inside the 20, I would have felt a lot better about it. But we set the tempo, we got them a little tired, and then we kind of mashed them up a little bit in the second quarter. We scored 3 times in the second quarter. But, you know, we got to execute a little bit better right there and then this next week.
Again, as a sideline viewer, I thought several players had really good games. I won't go as far as maybe outstanding at this part of the season, but had some real solid games. Certainly there's rust on us, and you have to knock a little of that off as you go through this, but that's why we have the scrimmages and these early games that are in conference.
Yeah, I think the kids did a good job. We got a lot of new faces out there. Probably one of the most critical spots is when you're running a hurry-up RPO offense is your quarterback, and he's a freshman. So I thought he played pretty well. He settled down and made some plays. He made some freshman plays, but he made a lot of good plays too on Friday night. I think we're going to get better and better as the season goes on. It was just a scrimmage, you know, but I think that it was good film for us to go in and do some corrections. I think the kids did a good job on Monday with their corrections, and I think the coaches did a good job getting things corrected, and we went to work.
So overall, our new freshman quarterback did a pretty darn good job for his first game.
Yeah, I'd give him a solid B right there. When you get going, I think he'll get better and better. It'll become a lot easier. The nerves will go away, and he'll get a lot better as we get going forward, I feel like.
Yeah, I saw a lot of confidence, especially in the juniors. Right? They came off their sophomore year, and they're out there. But they have a little bit of that swagger this year. A lot different than the nerves they saw last year.
Well, last year they got thrown into the war right off the bat, about the middle of Charlton game and then the Valwood game. And this year, so they kind of know what the bullets look like when they're getting shot at. Now they know how to get down and get out of the way and how to handle it. And I think you saw that a lot on Friday night, is we do have a little bit of a chip, we have a little bit of a swagger about us, and we have some confidence, you know, and I think that goes back to last year's team. These guys aren't really scared of anybody. I mean, we had to defend 3 or 4 or 5 Division I athletes last year in practice, so it ain't like they haven't seen that top caliber of athleticism out there at practice. So I think they understand what they got to do, and I think they'll be ready to go here moving forward. And we'll get better and better as the season goes along. We just got to avoid injuries.
Okay, Coach. We're going to take a break now, and there's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We'll give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825. Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Sports Network. Again, I'm George Tindall. I'm location here at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's Island. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Awesome Nissan. Coach, just one other question before we leave last week's game and talk about our trip down to Charlton. I read in the paper that, our freshman quarterback was 9 of 14 for 181 yards. That's very impressive.
That's pretty good for your first time out, being 9 of 14 for 181 yards. I think you threw one interception. We hit a big play. We connected on a couple. He hit one right there at the end. I think the most impressive thing to me on Friday night was we executed the two-minute drill. I mean, literally, with a minute and 57 seconds, we went 70 yards and scored a touchdown with 0.7 seconds left on the clock. So, kind of tells you that the kids were kind of focused and did what we had to do. We knew, and I thought the coaches did a good job. We used our timeouts in the right space and the right place, and to put our kids in the spot and make a play, and I think that, you know, that ball he threw up there, Denver made an outstanding catch, and that gave us a 21-0 lead going into the half, and I thought we did a pretty good job on that.
Yeah, he was impressive for the first time into the action. Let's talk a little bit about the other freshmen. I saw a lot of them get significant playing time in the second half.
You got quite a few. We got a lot of young kids on the field, and that was very important to us. I think that's one of the things right now, and trying to develop depth. We've got to develop it and rotate people in, keep people fresh. And so for us to roll as many kids as we can, and that game was good to get game experience. And like I said, last year, everybody got game experience. They didn't have a choice due to injuries. And so this year, we're going to roll and get guys prepared. And I think that they're doing a pretty good job. There's a lot of focus on some things. I thought on Monday was probably one of our better practices we've had in a while, being focused and making corrections from the scrimmage. It's been hot and miserable the last couple of days. But I think we'll be okay. We just got to stay healthy and continue to get a lot of reps, get kids on the field, and they'll be fine.
That's great. Yeah, it's so nice to come out of a scrimmage without any injuries to speak of. You know, we all get the dings and bangs, but as long as we can stay healthy, I think we're going to do a good job this year again.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is key is staying healthy and executing. If we don't beat ourselves, we'll be okay. We can't make turnovers, and we're going to have to make some plays every now and then. But if we do those things, I think we have a very good chance of being a pretty good football team.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Now, Coach, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's look at this coming Friday when we play Charlton County. They love their football down there. And as you know, we played them tough last year when they came up to visit us. I think the score was 21-28, and we came out on the short end of that. I played them tough all the way through the game. Friday night, when they travel, I think the entire county goes with them. And last year when they came up to us, they must have had 8 or 10 buses. I know you and your staff moved the baseball bleachers from the baseball field over to the football side. When they got off the bus, they suited up almost 70 players. They had their cheerleaders. They had their marching band. And I don't know how many hundred folks from down in that part of the country. They really supported them. Man, that's really, really great to see.
Yeah, they're, you know, when you look at Charlton County, they're a football team that's going to have a really good support group, and they've had a winning tradition. So when we go down there, we're going to have our hands full going into the swamp to play those guys, and it's going to be interesting. So, you know, I think we're going to have some fun, but I think we can go and compete, and this is what it's all about, tough road test for us, and we'll be prepared.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. You'll get those boys prepared. You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back to the show with head coach Brandon Derrick on our Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget. Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us, 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights!
Welcome back, everyone, to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick. We'll close out our Charlton discussion a little bit. They had a tough week last Friday, I understand. They had lost, it was either 24 or 34 to nothing.
I think it was 28 with the varsity. They played Pierce, but Pierce is a very good football team. Now, they're big, they're physical, and they played in the Final Four last year in Triple A. So, you know, that could be misleading. And they're a pretty good football team. They were massive up front, Pierce County was. And watching them on film, they got some speed. They got some guys back from that team last year. And they played some really good football teams. So, I think when you look at it, people look at that and go, oh, Charlton got beat 34 to nothing. That's probably a little bit misleading when you look at it, you know, and then you look at our score that we won 24 or 28 and whatever it was last night or the last Friday, 24-7, you know, the scores, you know, and those things, they made a few big plays. Pierce did and jumped out, or it could have been really 14 to nothing. So we're going to have our hands full going down there.
What can we expect from that? What do they traditionally play?
Well, they've got a new staff. Coach McWhorter took a job at Jackson County, and so Coach Murray has taken over. He'd been there for, I think Coach Murray's been there for 25 years, and so they're instituting a little shotgun wing spinner series on offense, and they've got some speed, and they're huge up front. They're really, really big on the offensive line, so we'll have our hands full up front. Defensively, they're going to play a 3-4, and they're going to go screaming to the football. They're going to run, and they're athletic. They've got guys on the back end that are fast. It's still Tarleton County. They might be young, but, again, they're going to have 60 kids. It's just like you said, they still have the marching band going to be at their place. It's going to be loud, and the environment's going to be a little bit ruckus, and we're going to be in the middle of it. And hopefully, you know, if we don't turn the ball over and do it, make a few plays, we'll be right in the middle of it. You know, I think that our kids are kind of excited to go play something like that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Now, and I'm sure it'll just take them a few minutes to get acclimated to the crowd and the noise, and then they'll go out and play Frederica football.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We've got to stick to what we do. Don't try to do too much. You know, defensively, just read, react, and fly the ball, make plays, do what you've been coached up to do. And offensively, you know, protect the football and play fast. I think that if we play fast, it gets people out of their – gets them out of their comfort zone. They're not used to the huddling up, or I think they're more used to huddling up and practice and doing all that stuff where we're sprinting to the line of scrimmage and running a play the next play. If the referees will get the ball set quick enough, you know, you were talking about that earlier. I think sometimes the referees get a little caught off pace with us and our pace at times. So I think that'll be interesting to see if everybody gets ready to go. And we can't make the mental mistakes. We can't have the jumping off sides and making things that back us up 5 yards. Last year, you know, we would have been able to overcome that a few times. But this year, we're going to have to be pretty much spot on. And I understand we're going to make a mistake here and there, but we can't make those mental mistakes. I'm okay with making a plain mistake, you know, but the mental ones we can't do. You know, you can't get down inside the 10-yard line like we did the other night, jump off sides three times in a row. So I think that we avoid that. We've got a pretty good chance to go and have a good game.
Well, thanks, Coach. The one thing I might say is that I know you're in mid-season form yourself. When Kyle Perez had that nice long run and everybody was sort of lollygagging getting downfield, you were very clear in what you wanted them to do. So the emotional side of Coach Derrick is right at game level. I was so proud of you.
Well, you know, I think that for us, you know, if you allow it, it's going to happen. And so when we made that play with Kyle, the thing is, the next thing, you get a 75-yard play, you got the defense on their heels. So let's sprint up there and get that next snap, and let's go. Keep them on their heels. And you know, and I think it caught the referees a little off guard because they were the ones that were not getting the ball set. Our guys literally ran pretty much. Josh Elliott already had everybody set, and we were ready to go. I think we were waiting on the referee to blow it in. He turned and looked over at me and goes, "Coach, you're going to have to wait on me to blow the whistle." And I'm like, "Well, hurry up, blow the whistle. Let's go. We're trying to play football over here. This is what we're trying to do." So I think they started to figure it out, the pace of the game that we're doing. And, you know, I thought our kids executed pretty well. You know, that was one thing that we flipped the field position from the 5 down back to their 30 in one play. So I think that we'll be okay, you know, once it gets rolling. And I think the biggest thing for us right now will be that first 6-7 minutes once we get acclimated. You know, we just don't need to give up a big play in those first 6 minutes and let them get excited. If we can get over our jitters and get the adrenaline, and the biggest thing is kind of like I talked about our guys when we played in the state championship, just breathe and everything will be fine, and we'll go out and execute, continue to play. So that's one of those things, the adrenaline gets going, and I think we'll be okay as the game wears on. I hope we wear them down, you know, but and we're going to take our 30 versus their 70. So it's a little bit of, you know, it's weird to say that we're going to wear them down, but we're pretty good shape. So I think we got a chance to have a good night if we play like we're capable of.
Yeah, I like to always say, you know, there's only 11 of them on the field at a time. So if they have 70 or 30, we only got 11 and 11.
Well, that's true, but when you can rotate and sub, you can start wearing down 11. So, you know, I think that over time, you know, I see our guys getting a little bit better as we go, you know, and more we practice, more reps we get, better we're going to be. So it's going to be interesting. I think we're going to have some big nights from some guys, and I think they'll be ready to play.
Well, great. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And it isn't a real long ride, which is, I guess, a positive. But it'll be an interesting evening. And I know you guys will do well. The sponsors for this segment are Parker's, Jessup Furniture, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, and Belinda Thomas Realty. Folks, we covered most of the things from last week and what we're going to be looking to on Friday. Just a couple other things, you know, those kids on the offense and defensive line, they were working hard. Could you speak to identify maybe a couple of those who you were impressed with?
Well, I think our offensive line's been pretty impressive all year. Josh Elliott having a new role, he had to take over, you know, where Mike was at last year at the center. He's the commander in chief up front. He tells everybody kind of what to do. And then I think that Will Thompson, Thomas Grimm, Austin Harmon, Zach Powell, Will Counts. I mean, you just keep rolling. We try to play seven or eight of them at a time. I think they've done a good job rolling in to getting prepared. And I think that offensive line, and of course, we talk about our offensive defensive line, they're really the same. They just flip over and play the other side a lot of times. Some of them play linebacker and some of them play down on the defensive line. I think that for us, that front line is going to be critical Friday night for us to make plays and open some holes for our running backs and those guys to get up in there, because I think we've got some guys that can tote the rock. I think Deke Journeyman's been kind of the guy that he can run it between the tackles and beat some people up, and he did that Friday night. And then I think, of course, Denver Anthony and DeKale, Kyle Perez, all those guys that run the ball up inside. I think we're going to have a night where we're going to have to pound the rock, and I think this will be a good week to try to do it. They're going to be big, but I think our offensive line can move them around. They're athletic. So we'll set it up, and we'll do some things on offense to get us in some good situations.
Well, that's great. I noticed Pete Grimm did a great job last week, and he's growing, and he's always taking on the big guys. I don't know why that is. He always goes after those 280 or 300-pound guys, but he's doing a good job at it. I love Pete Grimm.
Yeah, Thomas drew a pretty tough assignment last Friday. That guy had him outweighed by about double, but I thought he did a pretty good job, you know, and we work on a few things, correcting some this week, with, getting our leverage and getting in our pads a little bit, not getting over our hips. So I think we'll be all right. I think that, the scheme that they give us kind of plays to our offense the way we want to. So I think we'll be all right.
That's great. You know, last week when I was over at Auburn, I looked through the roster, and of course they got our two over there with pictures, and both of them look real pretty, Jayshon and Jalen. And they gave you a lot of kudos, by the way, in the book, that they both of them played in a state championship team, and it was for Coach Brandon Derrick. So you're getting pretty popular, Coach. I feel honored sitting next to you.
You know, I think those two, right now, they're starting to excel a little bit over at Auburn. Both of them are in the mix to be playing some on Saturday. So kind of just goes to show that it doesn't matter where you go to school or what you do. If you go and go to work and work hard, you got a chance to go play and be on the big stage on Saturday. And I think that those two are going to do a pretty good job over there. I've enjoyed watching them mature, not only the 4 years here, but this summer. We've been in contact. Coach Mathis talks to him daily, and I think that's a good thing. We just have a lot of good relationships with those guys.
Yeah, another young man you had played for me for a little bit was Warren McClendon. He stopped over at the house the other day, and he's playing right tackle for Georgia, and it looks like he's going to get some playing time too. He is a big man.
Georgia, or Warren was big when he was in eighth grade, so I mean he was a massive kid, and I wish him well. I think those guys will represent Blaine County really well in the years to come, and that's exciting for our community. That when you turn it on Saturdays, you got somebody that you know that you can go watch, and I think it's going to be fun, you know. So for us, we'll cheer them on Saturday, but now we got to take care of our business. And then next weekend, I guess that's when they kick off. I think that's when everybody kicks off on the 31st next weekend, besides, I think, Miami and Florida this week, which that's about it this week. And,
Arizona State, Hawaii.
Oh, Arizona State, Hawaii there. Jason's letting everybody know. So that's awesome.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you coming out after, you got day after day, you're probably working Probably working 25 or 26 hours.
Well, it feels like it sometimes.
We want to thank you for joining us, not only you, Coach, but look at the turnout we had again tonight. We got a lot of these players here. We got parents. We got some of your coaches here. Cheerleaders are here.
Your wife.
And most importantly, your wife is the coach.
Yes.
But we do. We appreciate everybody turning out for tonight's show. And it's presented by Bishop Media Sports Network. So next week, come on out and have some fun with us at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. And we'll be here every Wednesday, like I said earlier, until we put that trophy up here again this year at 7 o'clock. I'm George Kendall, and I'm signing off. Thank you.